Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Monolithic India Limited Q1 FY 2027 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Sana Kapoor from Go India Advisors. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Hi, and welcome to the earnings call of Monolithic India Limited to discuss the Q1 FY 2027 results. We have on the call with us from the management, Mr. Prabhat Tekriwal, Chairman, Whole-time Director, and CFO, Mr. Harsh Tekriwal, Managing Director, and Mr. Kritesh Tekriwal, Executive Director. We must remind you that the discussion on today's call may include certain forward-looking statements and must therefore be viewed in conjunction with the risks that the company faces. May I now request Mr. Harsh Tekriwal to take us through the company's business outlook and financial highlights, after which we will open the floor for Q&A. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Sana. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Monolithic India Limited earnings conference call. Thank you for joining us today. Before we begin, I would like to inform you that our financial results, investor presentation, and press release have been uploaded on the stock exchange and are also available on our website. We hope you have had the opportunity to review them. I'm delighted to share that we have commenced FY 2027 on a very strong note, building on the exceptional momentum of FY 2026. During the quarter, we delivered our highest ever quarterly revenue, EBITDA, PAT, and volume handled, reflecting strong customer demand, increasing acceptance of our premium product portfolio, and continued operational excellence. As many of you are aware, Monolithic India is a leading manufacturer of premixed silica-ramming masks for the secondary steel industry, with a strong track record of delivering superior product performance, extended furnace life, improved energy efficiency, and lower operating costs for customers. Backed by a disciplined strategy focused on premiumization, operational efficiency, and customer value creation, we continue to strengthen our competitive position while creating sustainable long-term value for all our stakeholders. Before discussing our financial performance, let me take you through some of the key business highlights and strategic developments during the quarter. Our landmark greenfield project continues to make good progress and remains on track for commissioning in Q2 FY 2027. The dry run is scheduled on the auspicious occasion of Ganesh Chaturthi on 14th September 2026, followed by the ritual ceremony on 16th September, with technical trials expected to be completed between 17th to 30th of September 2026. Upon commissioning, the project will more than double our manufacturing capacity from 2.56 lakh MTPA to 5.74 lakh MTPA, making it the largest and most advanced single-purpose ramming mass manufacturing facility known to us globally. Backed by advanced automation and sophisticated integration, the facility will strengthen our presence in the high-demand eastern region and position us to capture the growing market opportunity while supporting our long-term growth ambitions. Of the total CapEx allocation of rupees 44.90 crores from IPO proceeds, 28.79 crores have now been deployed, with the balance of 15.69 crore to be utilized in a phased manner through the remainder of FY 2027. One of the biggest highlights of the quarter has been the exceptional response to our next-generation premium product, SGP Limited. During Q1 FY 2027, the product contributed approximately 50% of our revenue, a significant increase from around 15% in the previous quarter, reflecting rapid customer adoption. This strong traction has been driven by its superior performance, delivering a 15%-20% improvement in campaign life, along with the differentiated minimum heat assurance. These unique value offerings continue to strengthen customer confidence and accelerate the migration towards our premium portfolio. Encouragingly, we expect SGP Limited's contribution to increase to nearly 60%-65% of revenue in Q2 FY 2027, supporting improved realizations and sustainable margin expansion process improvement across both operating units will further accelerate the adoption of SGB Limited series. Despite the challenging macroeconomic environment, we continue to strengthen our market position through superior product quality, timely delivery, efficient inventory management, and strong technical support. This has enabled us to onboard several leading customers in the secondary steel industry in the new quarter. Our monoramics experts remain actively engaged across existing and new markets in trying to penetrate through newer states, conducting multiple product trials and implementation projects that are expected to further accelerate the adoption of the SGB Limited series in the coming quarters. Looking ahead, we remain optimistic about the opportunities before us. Rising infrastructure investments, increasing steel production, the commencement of a greenfield facility, and the increasing contribution from our premium series positions us well for sustained growth. For Q2 FY27, we expect revenue in the range of rupees 55 to 60 crores, while for FY27, we remain confident of achieving our revenue guidance of approximately rupees 250 crores. With our greenfield facility scheduled to commence, continued premiumization and disciplined execution across the business, we believe we are well positioned to deliver another year of strong and profitable growth. The prime objectives of Metallurgica would be to tap nearing export markets such as Nepal and Bangladesh, also furthermore penetrate markets which are closer to the eastern region in the southern market as well. With that, I will hand over the call to Mr. Kritesh Tikriwal to present the financial and operational performance for the quarter. Over to you, Kritesh.
Thank you, Harsh. Good afternoon, everyone. Coming to the quarterly consolidated financial performance, Q1 FY27 was another record quarter for Monolithic India Limited. Revenue stood at 47 crores, registering a strong 64% year-on-year and 16% quarter-on-quarter growth, driven by healthy volume expansion and an increasing contribution from our premium product portfolio. EBITDA for the quarter stood at 13 crores, increasing 99% year-on-year, 15% quarter-on-quarter, while profit after tax reached rupees 10 crores, reflecting a robust 135% year-on-year and a 24% sequential growth. EBITDA and PAT stood strong at 28 and 21% respectively. The improvement in profitability and primarily driven by higher premium products, better operational efficiency, and disciplined execution across the business. Overall, the company has delivered another quarter of strong financial performance, reflecting the strength of our operating model and disciplined execution. We remain focused on maintaining healthy profitability, efficient capital allocation, and strive for next phase of growth. With confidence in our execution capabilities, we remain on track to achieve our Q2 revenue guidance of rupees 55 to 60 crores and our FY27 revenue guidance of approximately rupees 250 crores. Now, to end this, I would also like to highlight that the main objective of this quarter was to showcase our premium product, to show our operational capability. And now, with that, I would like to open the floor for questioning. Thank you. Over to you, moderator.
Thank you very much. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Varun Jain from Dolat Capital. Please proceed.
Hi, sir. Good afternoon.
So, good afternoon, sir.
So I have a couple of questions. So firstly, just wanted to understand, so from a customer's perspective, what is the economics of shifting from SGB 777 to SGB normal, and what is like the price premium per ton, average furnace life, number of heating? Like, what is the economics on their end, why they are shifting?
So the main reason for shifting is that in the SGB Limited series, they are getting 15 to 20% better life. And the life that they are getting from our products compared to that, the pricing that they pay does not you know, really matter to them, for the fact that if, you know, earlier they were supposedly getting X lives and now they are getting X plus 3 lives, then paying us a 500, 800 or 1000 rupees premium will not affect them, because their profitability, their downtime decreases very significantly.
Okay. And sir, you have in the past explained that, you know, mostly the large scale plants, they keep 2 to 3 ramming mass suppliers, and you are for certain customers 70 to 80%. So if I take your, say, top 10, 15, 20 customers, what is the average share of wallet you have for them, and where can it get to?
Sir, I could not understand you. Please explain once again what are you trying to ask.
Sure. So basically my question is ki, you say ki most of your large steel plant customers, they keep, you know, 2 to 3 customers, but in certain customers, we have already reached 70 to 80% of their supply. So how many of your large customers are left where, you know, there is room for growth in terms of percentage of wallet you can get?
Sir, it is not about, there are two things in this. Number one, that there are many customers where we are doing 70% of their requirement, 75, 80, at times 85% also, all right? But when they are shifting from our product to the other product, definitely that wallet share we have, as we should have. Apart from that, if there is a very good difference which is going to come between the existing product that they were procuring and what we are giving them now, at least 5 to 10% more wallet share will increase in the existing line. Apart from the existing line, what wallet share will increase, we have started to tap to new customers based on the volume expansion that we are planning, and there are multiple trials going on at present. If that is what you are trying to understand.
And if I flip the question, for you, what percentage of your revenue comes from your top 5-10 customers?
Sir, top 10 customers would be doing around 30%, 25 to 30%, maybe 35%.
Okay, so it is not very high, that means.
No, sir. See, I mean, of course, I'll explain you that. So what happens is, in the secondary steel, I'll explain you in a very good detail. So what happens, suppose that sale is a single company, all right? But they have a plant in Bhilai, they have a plant in Bokaro, they have a plant in Rourkela, they have a plant in Vizag, they have a plant in Gurgapur, okay? Now, if you just randomly take any one person supplying to sale, then you would tell that, okay, this is the only customer that they have, but that is not the fact. Each plant is with a unique GST, a unique location is supposed to be considered as a separate entity. So until unless it is a group in which all the plants are located at the same location, we would consider it like that. So in this case, in our case, there are many groups that we supply to. In each groups, there are multiple plants, 5 plants, 6 plants, 7 plants, 4 plants, 9 plants. So it really depends whether you're looking at on a basis of who owns the company, or you're looking on the basis of how many GSTs are there, how many locations are there, how many units are there. So based on that, you would get a better picture of what things are. If you talk about on a group level basis, then it will come around 25 to 30% on the top 10 customer, or 35%. I haven't calculated for this current financial year, but in general, 25 to 35% would come from them.
Sure, sir. That's very helpful. And this last question, and this question is maybe because I'm a little new to this company
industry.
So what exactly is your moat? Like, you are earning, you know, these 25-26% kind of margins. So is this just because there is like a presently a demand supply situation which is an imbalance, and you know, supply is tight, or is there some, you know, particle engineering or technology or furnace performance? I mean, are these 25% kind of margins sustainable for this business?
Sir, first of all, this is the brand reputation has been built over last 35-40 years. My father has been in the industry from 1983, so somewhere or the other, we have been associated to the consumable business. Of course, from different names and different types, the subsidiary started making running masks in 2007. So Monolithic 2018 looks 7-8 years old, but it's a 35-40 year old repo in which we are driving on, number one. Number two, the CAGR, the 6-year CAGR, which you see, is roughly around 60-65% on revenue basis. So there would be definitely multiple modes which I would not be able to explain you in a group con call. If you want, you can come across to the office or do a one-to-one interaction where I can explain you in detail that how things work and what things are, so that you know you get a complete definitive idea of the industry. And if possible, try to plan a factory visit as well.
Sure, sir, sure. I'll definitely be doing that in the next couple of days. Thanks a lot for the invitation. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rahul Maheshwari from Ambit Investment. Please proceed.
Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, sir. First of all, excellent quarter. Couple of questions, sir. First, on SGB series, can you highlight what kind of premium realizations is there? What kind of margins are there compared to the base product which is there? And this is on the quantitative aspect for the SGB, and on qualitative aspect, can you help us to know that from a customer point of view, when you're mentioning it leads to higher productivity and lower consumption ratio, can you mention that also? That will be really helpful.
Yes, sir.
This is for,
So,
yeah.
at present, what we did was, sir, we started, giving trials to the customers, and initial trials, we have given almost premium. We have taken a premium of around 700-800 rupees per metric ton of what we used to supply before. On that, how much is the cost that goes around would be around, say, 250-300 rupees additional cost that goes around. So that is the realization that we have at the moment, but we are trying to give a taste of it to our customers to ensure how things are working and how our product, this product, can help them. So if you see the entire quarter, we started demonstrating the product quality in the last quarter. In the current quarter, there were multiple trials in the bigger plants where we were conducting. So gradually they shifted. They shifted after 1.5 months of the current quarter. So eventually, this is a process in which the customer tries to understand the benefit of it and the cost that they are paying from it. So it is a 1.5 month process for an existing customer to shift from one product to another product.
So is it fair to assume that for the entire volume which you have done,
Yes.
50, how much would be the volume mix for the SGB series?
Sir, 1 second, I have the figure. Sir, roughly around 20,500 metric tons, roughly.
Okay. And when you say that.
Of the 52,000 volume that we did.
Okay. And when you say, sir, 700-800 metric ton realization is higher for SGB series, so for base product, how much it would be as a pricing?
Sir, if suppose that the average product price will be around 7,800, then this product would be around 8,700, 9,000 rupees, 9,100 rupees. The product that we supply is based on FOR basis, on the delivery basis. So, that 100, 200 rupees, 300 rupees, I would not be able to explain you. But in general, you could see it shifting from product to product basis around 800 rupees a bit.
Okay. And sir, second question on the announcement which you made on the high specialty silica opportunity would be there. Can you explain in detail what kind of opportunity is there, how much, what we should be looking from that in next 2-3 years, and how the funding is?
Sir, we would be coming up with a AGM date in the next 1 or 2 weeks, and in the AGM, we would explain in very much detail how company is going to, go into the other products and other details, because, I mean, this would be short for that particular discussion, but definitely the entire roadmap of what company has planned for the next 2 years would be laid in the AGM that would be held.
Okay. That's helpful. And sir, last question on exports opportunity. Currently, any kind of exports pipeline which you have built or in talks with few players, specifically for running mass?
Sir, we are doing exports not from now, but from last 2-3 years on a regular basis. But the export that we are doing is largely through Indian traders. So we would sell the traders and they would further sell it, because we are close to Nepal and Bangladesh, and Nepal and Bangladesh payment schedule has been disturbed from the last 1-2 years largely. So we were doing directly business with Nepal 1.5 years before the Gen Z thing, but after that we started doing it via traders. But once, things are stabilizing there also, and once we have adequate capacity and things from the Metallurgica, the prime targets from Metallurgica would be to penetrate in a very good way to countries like Bangladesh, countries like Nepal, and try to get along to the southern market also, because the current plant and the new greenfield plant, there's around 150-120 kilometers additional difference, and it goes towards the southern part. So we would try to tap more and more customers in the Hyderabad region, in the region of Telangana, and all those regions are going to be in our radar.
So, out of 47 crore, how much is exports driven, which is routed through Indian traders?
Sir, roughly around, say, 2-3 crore rupees.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good, good. Thank you so much, sir. Thanks.
Thanks. Thank you, sir. Have a good day.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Bhavik Shah from Choice Institution. Please proceed.
Congratulations, sir, for good set of numbers. Sir, there are two questions which I need to ask you. One is regarding the other expense and raw material cost as a percentage to sales. There has been a dip in RM versus rise in other expense. So is it related to the freight inward, if I'm not wrong, sir? And going forward, will this percentage more or less remain the same, Q4 and Q1, or it may vary?
Sir, 4-6 crore rupees of freight inward is in the indirect expense thing. Unfortunately, this is, the schedule of the Companies Act, where we cannot mention that. Otherwise, it wouldn't have been a difficult part for us to explain. So in the last quarter also, these questions came to us. What we are doing, try to understand the business model. So we buy products inclusive of freight, and we sell products inclusive of freight. But when we see that there is volatility, we try to pass on the freight. I mean, we try to bifurcate it so that if there is any leverage room, that the person from whom we are procuring the product could take, we try to absorb it by ourselves. So, for example, if on a consistent basis, my stone landed cost was 2,500 rupees, in that definitely 1,500 rupees would have been for the stone, and the remaining would have been for the freight. But when we see that there would be volatility, there can be people who could say that, okay, because of war, there is more fuel cost and things like that, we try to segregate and take ex-plant basis. So this is the mere difference in this current book. If you want to understand, 4 to 6 crore rupees has to be added on the top to get the correct figure to understand the entire thing properly.
Okay, sir, understood. Thank you, sir. And the second question is regarding, is there any backward integration initiative in recent times? Can you hear some good news in that part?
Sir, I will not comment on that at the moment. As in things will develop, you will definitely get to know, you'll get updated through the right sources, sir. Thank you.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Swaraj Mehta from Perpetual Capital Advisors. Please proceed.
Hello, sir. Good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm good, sir. How are you doing?
Good, good, good. Congratulations on a great set of numbers. And
thank you, sir.
I had a few questions. So I just wanted to understand what was the reason for increase in realizations this quarter? Because if we say SGB Limited was 50% of our portfolio, the realization on SGB Limited should be much higher than the realization of around, say, 9 rupees that we have on the company level right now.
Sir, fundamentally, we have been running on EBITDA margin of 22 to 25%. Okay. But in the last quarter also, we reached a better EBITDA margin. This was partially because of the SGB Limited series. So the average SGB Limited series cost is around 800-900 rupees better than the previous one. And the cost that we shell out is around 200-250 rupees. You'll see gradually, you know, if you try to calculate that what was the average SQ price in the last quarter to this quarter, will be around 500 rupees difference. But when you go in the coming quarter, you would see that 800-900 rupees difference is visible, because when you are shifting people, there are certain kinds of rooms that you have to provide to them. So I am not saying that, you know, in coming days we are going to have better EBITDA margins or better profitability. We are guiding for 22 to 25% on at present. We have guided 22 to 25% before also. Since this industry largely depends on freight inward, freight outward, those kind of things. So we want to guide what we think is the best, and whatever best could be achieved would be put in front of you.
Right. But the realization increased because of which reason? If it divides the revenue by volume.
Sir, two reasons. One is, as I told you, that we sold higher rate products. The second is, we saved around 10% on the employees, the kind of volume that we handled to the employees we had in the last quarter. There's some saving coming in from the inventory that we held. Again, the same story, our buying price was better than what we sold. So I'm not exactly getting what element you are looking for in this particular thing.
No, so if we divide the revenue by the volume, I think volume was 50,000 this quarter. Last year, you said because there was some element of trading and the realization had
this year also element of trading is there, sir.
Okay.
This quarter also element of trading is there, sir.
Right. So out of 52,000, how much would be trading? So like, because the realization this quarter comes around to 9 rupees per kilo. So I just wanted to understand what was the reason for this going to from like 8 and a half rupees to 9 rupees.
Sir, the realization has to improve, no? Because the product mix is improving. We sold 50% of the premium products which we were selling at lesser price, we are selling at better price. If you are trying to understand that, number one. Number two, the trading component was there last quarter also. The trading component is there this quarter also. So that trading involves two things. One is if we get opportunity to sell the additives, we do sell that, and we get some leverage because that additives that we buy, we do a bulk deal and we sell to small people who need 2 tons, 5 tons, 10 tons, things like that. And the second, the trading that we were doing, we are still doing for the lower grade category material, for the material which, you know, where the a person who can prepare it near to the market and we can sell to the market. We are not doing SLM 980 products to a large extent in our portfolio. So we are getting it done and we are selling it. So that's going to be around 1.5 crore rupees roughly.
1.5%?
1.5 crore rupees, sir. 1.5 crore rupees.
1.5 crore rupees.
Yes. Okay.
And so going forward, as the realization improves, because as the percentage of SGB limited increases and as cost stabilized, the EBITDA per ton and the EBITDA margin should go up ideally.
Ideally, yes, but you can consider it to be 25% to be a very good one, because ideally when we are going to sell more of volume, we would try to sell somewhere at better rates, somewhere at little normal rates and things like that. So we are not guiding for very fierce EBITDA in the further quarters as well.
Right. Got it.
Yes.
And in so second question was, in Mineral India, the subsidy, we have relatively very high margins. I think 90-95% around margin, gross margin in the last two quarters. So what was this reason for higher EBITDA and PAT margins in Mineral India?
So Mineral India, the quarter was good because Mineral India had lots and lots of inventory which was stuck, because if you remember, or I don't know if you have been following the company, we took shutdown in the company in the previous quarter and then in the previous quarter as well to achieve the capacity which is there. So the material, the additives that were there, the packing material which was there was at a much better rate than considerably what we are procuring right now. So the average procurement rate would have been around 130 rupees, 135 rupees for the additive, which right now is around 150, 155 rupees.
Right. Okay. Got it.
Yes.
And so one line you had mentioned in your PPT was transforming Monolith from a high volume market to a high margin volume compounder. So just wanted to understand, like, what do you mean by this on a broader level?
Sir, we want to go into further markets, into new products related to the existing ones, where we are already, we already know how to, you know, sell. We want to go to the markets where we know how to manufacture, very similar to us, similar kind of raw materials, similar kind of things. So you can take that line in the conjecture of that.
And so one more thing, that the tax last quarter was 18%, this quarter it is again at 25%. So just wanted to understand, how do we look at this and what would be a steady state tax rate for us?
Sir, did you say PAT or PBT?
Tax, I'm talking about tax. Tax rate.
Tax rate?
Yeah. So last quarter, it was around 18% on a consolidated level. This, I think, there was a dip last quarter. So just wanted to understand what would be a steady state tax rate.
Sir, I'm not aware of what tax rates should be there. I think 25.26% should be the tax rate for us.
Okay. So what was the reason for this dip? I think last quarter it was around 18.7%. It was due to Mineral India. Any benefit from that?
Right? Maybe, sir. I would have to, if you send me a query, I would be able to, you know, let you know. Maybe some DTA or DTL that would have come. I'm not sure about this particular thing, sir. So you have to give me a mail and I'll reply you positively on that.
Okay, sure. I'll do that. Yeah, and last question, what was the reason for volume decline quarter on quarter? This all the realization are, revenue are very good levels, but volume decline, what was the reason for this on quarter on quarter basis?
Sir, we are trying to shift to better products. I don't think there's a volume decline. There's confusion over there. We are talking about 52,000 metric ton right now. The last year also, whatever we would have last quarter also, whatever we would have manufactured definitely would have been the same amount. The rest extra would have been what we would have done on a trading basis. So
Okay.
if the company data that we have almost increased by 7% on the volume basis. So I think we'll have to see how you are seeing things in that point, particular point.
Okay, got it. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Have a good day, sir.
Thank you. A request to all participants, please restrict your questions to two per participant. For more questions, please rejoin the queue. The next question is from the line of Deepesh Sancheti from Manya Finance. Please proceed.
Hi, am I audible?
Yes, sir. Good
Yes.
afternoon, you're audible.
Yeah. Can you please throw some light on the additional land being bought at the Greenfield campus? How many acres and what is the cost? And how much CapEx are we going to do on it?
Sir, land is roughly there around 15 to 20 lakh rupees per acre. We have bought around 4 acres right now, so and there's agreement of 5-6 acres more. So on the CapEx front, there's no substantial money that is going. So basically, the Greenfield project where we are doing, this was around 12.5 acres when we started. Now it should be around 14-15 acres. There's lot of space on the three sides to grow. It's basically a village kind of, I mean, a rural area. So we are trying to make it a big campus so that whatever future projects we are trying to bring in the company come in the same campus, in the same single shell.
How much CapEx mentioned? You mentioned the CapEx.
No, sir, we have not mentioned amount. How much has been done by now, you're asking, sir?
No, in the next 2 to 3 years, how much CapEx have you laid?
Sir, regarding the project and the CapEx, we would give you detail of how things will be in the AGM. At present, I could tell you we have shelled around 2 to 3 crore rupees on the land procurement part.
Okay. So how do you see Monolithic evolving over the next 3 to 5 years after becoming the largest silica ramming mass manufacturer? And what are the key execution risks that investors should monitor?
Sir, definitely by capacity, we would have a large capacity that will come to us in the next, say, 1 to 2 months. I think 14 September we are starting, so we'll have large capacity. Not that the world is right now ending without this capacity, so it'll get consumed in 4 months, 6 months, 1 year, 1.5 year timeline. So if you want to see it running in a full capacity basis, it's going to what we are selling, we are going to have equal extra capacity in our hand. So it'll take 1.5 years time to reach to the peak level. So that is going to be the A target of the company. The B target of the company would be to once this thing is completed, after that, we have mentioned before that we have plans to establish things in Rajasthan. The land, the thing which we finalized, we have given on a turnkey basis to the person to get the industrial conversion done, and then we are going to get into the company. So there are developments happening in those aspects as well. Apart from that, we do not want to position ourselves as the largest ramming mass manufacturer in the world. That is going to eventually happen with time, of course, in the next 6 months, 1 year, 1.5 year time, in terms of sales basis. In terms of capacity basis, we'll have it in 2 months. But we want to position ourselves as the biggest company that can handle silica and silica-related products in India, be it high value, be it in the terms of, you know, where crushing is required, where value addition is required. So the idea is not only confined to being a running mass company. That is, you know, the core of the business, and that is going to keep compounding, keep growing as in our optimized levels of utilization are achieved.
Right. And do we see the kind of performance which we have given in the June quarter? Over yes. The whole year, we see that similar kind of growth.
Sir, I could not hear you properly. Please, once again, please, sir.
Yeah. I'm saying that the performance which we have done in the June quarter, do we see similar kind of performance going forward in the next three quarters?
Sir, we are striving as promoters. We could do our best to give our best, and rest remains on work and God. I cannot tell you that, you know, we are going to do even better, best. We are trying our best, and I think we are positioned at a very right point. If you, I'm not sure from how long you're trying to track the company bus, but maximum of the capex and the IPO proceeds, whatever has been done, is now going to start in the coming 1.5 months. So whatever little bit of capacity growth or you know, scale that has happened right now is from the brownfield only. So the greenfield also will start contributing, and we are very bullish and positive about the entire story, entire product, and what we are trying to do out here.
Right. Thank you so much, and all the best.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Charchit from Genuity Capital. Please proceed.
Hi, sir. First of all, congratulations for a good set of numbers.
Thank you so much, sir.
So, I just have a few questions. Most of the questions have been answered. So, first thing, how much utilization was there from our new capacity in Q1 F27?
Sir, how much capacity?
Utilization was there in Q1 from our new capacity.
Sir, on a group level basis, we were roughly around 70%. The new capacity of MIGPL that came, if you see on MIGPL basis, it was around 87%. And last quarter, because we increased our capacity of the subsidiary from 56,000 to 72,000. So if you see on the last quarter basis, it was around 56% for 5 days, 6 days shutdown that was there in the subsidiary. On a group level, sir, we stand at present, we are standing at 70% on Q1.
Correct. And the greenfield that we have, we are planning to start by Q2, right?
Sir, we are still planning to start in 14th September is the date for dry run. Dry run is for all the elements without loading. That will be there for 2 days. Then there's puja on 16th, and I think for the next 10-15 days we'll try to just settle all the products that we are going to manufacture there. So you could see commercial sales somewhere coming from 25th September or 1st October. And again, then there's Pitrapaksh from 25th to 10th. So I think we'll at least start commercial production from 23rd, 24th of September. That is the target.
Understood. And like, how fast we can ramp this capacity?
Sir, as far as production is concerned, production will definitely be ramped up in the next 3 months, 4 months time. It is a greenfield project, and you know, it will take time for us to establish things. We are taking a modest of around 40 to 60 crore rupees of revenue to come from that particular project right now. So the 250 that we are targeting, 250 or 250 plus, whatever we are targeting,
200-210 is supposed to come from the existing facility and the rest, 40-50, has to come from the greenfield only.
Understood. And what kind of realization we are targeting for this 250 odd growth? Same realization of 9,000 as of now or increase or decrease?
Sir, generally the trend is that the price does not decrease for our products. If it decreases, it decreases very minutely. Or if it decreases, it will decrease if the additive costs change to a very large extent. So generally, if you see the 5-6 years trend, wherever the cost reaches of the product, be it the CP or the SP, it does not swell back.
Okay. Just one more question. So we were planning some acquisitions as well. So any update on that?
No, sir. No update on that at the moment, sir.
Okay. So that's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rakesh Roy from Boring AMC. Please proceed.
Hi, sir. My
good afternoon, sir.
So my first question is very good. Number is very good, sir, for Q1. So you are targeting SGB 777 65% in Q2. For overall next 2-3 years, how much are you targeting for SGB 777 for next 2 years?
Sir, our objective is very clear. If the market adapts, we will slowly transform the entire sales to the SGB series. Wherever the company can get better revenue and better realization and better acceptability, the company will go for that. So it depends largely on, you know, how people are adapting to it. So far, so good. It has been a fantastic story for us because, you know, the new plant will be even better equipped to handle this particular product. Right now, we have done brownfield. There's little bit of expansion here, little bit of there. So in the entire product handling, we can expect the product coming out from Metallurgica to be slightly better than what we are doing. So going forward, we are very optimistic about the new series, and may God bless us and we sell the entire SGB series only. That is what I would try for.
Okay, I can ask again, sir. So our new greenfield plant can produce SGB 777?
Yes, sir. Whatever we were producing, it can, and the SGB Limited definitely, for sure. There's no doubt about it.
Okay. In Q4, sir, you're targeting, you have guided 50 plus CR revenue for this Q1. We have just nearby 3 crore less than. This is due to the West Bengal election or anything else?
Sorry, sir, can you please tell again once?
Sir, Q4, we have said we are targeted nearby 50 CR revenue for this quarter, 51-52 CR for this quarter, Q1. And
yes,
we have 47 crore, 48 crore rupees, we have short of 4 crore rupees. So
yes,
this is due to West Bengal election or anything else?
Sir, might not, sir, West Bengal elections can be blamed for the 1-2 months delay that has come in our greenfield project because we were not getting civil labors and things like that. I would not blame the West Bengal elections for this 1-2 crore rupees shortfall of revenue. See, the guidance that we give is largely based on what we are expecting to do, but you know, you could always expect us to fall short of 2-5% and gain 2-5%. Our industry is a little bit more dynamic on the fact that, you know, we sell to people whose products and sale varies on a day-to-day basis. So if we talk about the last 15 days, up till 23rd, there was a down cycle industry from last 5 days, it is doing very good. So, you know, the demand shifts, the demand increases. You can quantifying the demand on a quarterly basis that, okay, this much at least has to happen. How much more or how much less will very largely depend on the dynamics of that particular thing. So all I'm trying to tell you is, you know, you could always expect in future also that, we have started giving guidance on a quarterly basis because when we got listed, a lot of people wanted that, when we've met good people, good investors, that they want more and more clarity on how company is doing and what company is doing. That is why we came from 6 months reporting to quarterly reporting, then this earning calls and things like that. So this is supposed to give an idea of what promoters have in their mind. So, I mean, we might fall short 2-3 crore rupees in future also. We have to keep it very clear in the mind.
Right, sir. Right, sir. And just to know, sir, how is the demand for demand scenario, especially for the secondary steel market, going
sir, at
currently?
At present, sir, we are standing very good. At present, we have around 130-135% of order book than what we can supply on a monthly basis. So we are largely tapping on the fact that once Metallurgica comes into action, that then this 20-30% of shortfall will be covered from that particular space. So demand for you know, steel industry, who are especially integrated plants, they do not have one small plant. There are there's power plant, there's sponge plant, there's furnaces, then there's TMT wire. It's very, very rare that they would go for an absolute shutdown. They might decrease their production slightly, increase, but the show keeps running at least to the customers that we supply to. You know, the demand is stable, the demand is good.
Okay, sir. Great, sir. Thank you, sir.
Hi. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. A request to all participants, please restrict your questions to 2 questions per participant. For more questions, please rejoin the queue. The next question is from the line of Preet Shah from Blue Star Capital. Please proceed. As there is no response, I'm taking the next question from the line of Naman Maheshwari from Sajal Alpha Capital. Please proceed.
Hello.
Hello, sir. Good afternoon.
Congratulations on a good set of numbers.
Thank you, sir.
Just wanted clarity on 2 things.
Yes, sir.
In the earlier question, you mentioned that 5 crores of freight expenses, freight inward expenses, have been transferred to 4 to 6 crores of freight inward expenses have been transferred to other expenses.
Even
if we adjust for that 5 crore rupees, our material cost as a percentage of sales comes to 24.3%. Which in the previous, which in Q1 FY26 was 52%. So it's largely gone down by 50%. So despite of the increase in price of additives over the last 6 to 8 months.
No, sir.
So can you just help me?
Yes, sir. I would help you. So at present, is your gross margin percent coming to 75.67%? Are you on the same line?
Yes.
In the last quarter, was it 64.89%?
In the last quarter, it was 65%, yes.
64.89%, yes. So now, when you are going to add up this, the figure that I am going to tell you, the gross margin is going to come to 66%, 66.12%.
If I add 5 crores to...
Yes, if you add 5 crores to that, yes.
Yeah, so this has been the confusion for the last 2 quarters. If I do a YOY comparison, say Q1 FY27 as against Q1 FY26,
That time, sir, we were not taking on FOR basis. At present, we are not taking an FOR basis. That time, we are taking on FOR basis, number one. Number two, if you see the last quarter, quarter one basis, we might be selling more of boron series products or boric series products compared to right now where we are selling boron, boric, both. So if you see in the previous, we had three products which we were selling largely. That was SGB777, BG77, SLM999, and the last one was SLM980. So all the four products have different price ranges and different kinds of cost associated to it. Compared to the one which we are selling right now, it has to be different. So I mean, if you are just talking about the freight quotient, so just to put this on record for you, the gross margin percent would come around 66%, and if you add that to the entire thing, everything will almost be in a difference of 1-1.5% to what it was in the last quarter, because we faced this question in the last quarter as well. So I have the data in my hand. You can do the working, and you can again, I mean, if you have it right now, if you want me to answer further, I'm ready for that as well.
Yeah, just a follow-up on this. So yes, effectively what you are saying is that our gross profit margins have gone up from 49% to 55%. So
right.
That is because majorly of the product mix.
Not the product mix, sir. Last quarter, we did not have the new machinery that we installed from the IPO basis. So that time our labor costs were very high. If you go along the Q3 results, our labor costs have improved significantly. Our electricity costs have improved significantly. Our wastage has gone down. So process by which we are manufacturing right now, this has started, I think, in the month of September last year. So if you go along from the quarters after that, you would find similar kind of indirect expenses, direct expenses, labor costs and things like that.
Okay. On the trading
for instance, sir, in the last 1 year back, around in X number of people, if we are manufacturing, say, 10,000 tons of material on a monthly basis, right now on a X number of people, we are manufacturing 15,000-16,000. So this is a labor intensive process. So with the amount of number of, you know, SKUs that have increased, the labor costs have not increased significantly. And that was the entire idea of setting up the new machinery that we did.
Okay. And in this quarter, the stock in trade, purchase of stock in trade was somewhere around 4.25 crores.
Yes.
Against this, what is the trading sales that we have booked, if you could share that? And also, is the 52,000 tons inclusive of the trading quantity, or it is excluding the trading quantity?
No, sir. 52,000 tons is exclusive of the trading quantity of the additives that we are talking about.
Okay. And can you just quantify the trading sales in crores, if that's possible?
Sir, I told you, like, the additives would be roughly around 3-3.5 crore rupees, and the remaining would be the trading one. 1 crore rupees on the trading side. 1-1.5 crore rupees on the trading side.
All right. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Preet Shah from Blue Star Capital. Please proceed. Preet, are you there? As there is no response, I'm taking the next question from the line of Subhanu Bangal from 3A Head Capital. Please proceed.
Yeah, hope I'm audible, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, good afternoon. Hope I'm audible. Sir, I have just three questions. Like, first, how much mix are we expecting by FY27 and from SGB Limited?
How much, sir, how much of?
Revenue mix. Are we expecting from SGB Limited by the end of FY27?
Sir, roughly around 60-70%.
60-70%. And are you targeting same margin, around 20-25%? 22.5%?
The margins for SGB Limited are slightly on the higher side, so you might consider 25+, but on the consolidated sales level, we would guide 22 to 25%.
Okay. And my next question on the total revenue potential of our 574,000 metric ton capacity, and when it will be full utilization?
Sir, at current prices of the end product, we could do a revenue of around 500 crore rupees, 495 to 500 crore rupees, and you could see the complete utilization of that figure in at least 1.5 to 2 years from here on. So once we start the plant, we'll keep improving quarter on quarter. That is what we will strive for. But 90%, 95% utilization would take 1.5 years time. Now, if you might think that if that is the case, then we would have established this extra capacity once we would have achieved the previous one. We did the same thing before in the Monolithics plant. So every year we did capex and we slightly increased the capacity from say 132, 160, then all those things. But ultimately what happened was the capex money that went through was significantly higher than going for a single large capacity. Two, the plant becomes very neat and clean, and there's a distinctive crushing zone, mixing zone and everything based on the capacity that the plant wants to handle. So if you might see that the capacity that we established for Monolithics, that has to, go further ahead. We want to be at an operational level of minimum 85 to 90% of whatever we run. So 85%, 90% is the capacity utilization in which we want to run. So seeing these two aspects, we went for a larger capacity, but the money that we shelled out was from industry standards comparatively much lesser.
Got it. And is there any land available for further brownfield capex?
Land is free land in the area where we are doing the greenfield, sir?
Yes.
There's land. There's land and there's idea both. So there's plenty of scope to increase. There's a lot of land bank available.
Okay, got it. And last question, sir. Why customers prefer our product than our competitor? And how many competitor normally we have?
Sir, there can be two kinds of competitors. Competitors coming from the Rajasthan belt. Small, big, large, all varieties. There will be competitors from the local belt, slightly on the smaller side. Our maximum advantage is on the fact that the product performs equally well compared to the other people who try to sell it from Rajasthan, and our costing is much lesser for the customers. That is why we are able to, scale, we are able to consume the capacity that we are establishing on a much faster pace than the other competitors or the other people on the market. So this product, if you sell 5,000 tons less or 5,000 tons more on a quarter basis, that is a significant amount, because that means that you have been able to shift good amount of people from one product to another product.
So that means we are lowest cost producer in the industry.
Yes, you might think like that on the basis of to what product that we supply. Again, this is a debatable thing, somewhere someone would say that, someone would say yes, but you could do a market survey and definitely you would get the right feedback and right results. Coming from me...
But in terms of capacity, who is the leader? According to you?
Sorry, sir?
In terms of capacity, after our greenfield capacity will commercialize, who is the leader? Who will be the leader?
Sir, in terms of capacity, I think as far as I'm aware, we would have the largest capacity.
Okay. That means we are the lowest cost producer. Okay. Got it. Thank you. Best of luck.
Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Dakshit Shah from Nirvana Capital. Please proceed.
Hello. Am I audible?
Sir, good afternoon. You are audible. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir. I'm a little new to the company industry. So, sir, from what I understand is the total demand from India is roughly around tons. That's what I get to understand. And we, one of the, there is one more listed player who has around 4.5 lakh capacity. So just want to understand, is this industry kind of being dominated by a few larger players? So how is the industry dynamics explained? Like, are there smaller players, or you think the smaller players are eventually would not able to compete and only 2-3 major players is kind of running this?
Sir, so at present, you can understand, you know, like the market should be at present. I mean, see, this is a very non-surveyed industry for me to give you the exact data. So please keep this on very star mark that this is approximate figures. So what figures that we have is that in on a year-on-year basis, somewhere India would be consuming around 18 to 22 lakh tons of running mass. Okay. Mm-hmm. And in that, at present, there's one player who's doing around, say, 3-4 lakh tons. We are doing around 2 lakh if you analyze the current capacity, not the one which is going to come ahead. So the 14 lakh remains with the unorganized people and organized players who are very well set up, very close to the clusters where the consumption is. So this is the industry dynamics. Slowly what is happening is due to the good quality products, better grade products, more consistent products, the bigger players are tapping market, they are getting good share. Not only the listed players, there are good unlisted players also who are doing good business. So largely you can understand that not now, you could say that only few people are doing. There are good number of people who are doing, and there's good market share which can be absorbed from them if we give products at the right price and, you know, our products are better than the others.
Got it. And so with like the steel demand forecasted to kind of ramp up in next 4-5 years, the demand for ramming mass is also estimated to be at around probably somewhere with 30 lakh tons maybe in next 3-5 years. And I understand we also intend to diversify into other silica based products. And export is also one of the opportunities that we still, I mean, are going to tap our foot in. So where do we see ourselves maybe next 4-5 years, if you could broadly help us that?
I'm still 1 year old promoter to the industry. I do not understand the difference between how things could be forward looking and how things could be normal. But, you know, definitely we are banking on the fact that the consumption has to grow, and it has to grow beyond what we could expect, because the last 6 years, whatever we would have expected that we could sell, our expectations have outpaced. So if the plant that we are, the company that we are talking about used to sell around 3,000 tons of running mass on a monthly basis into 2020. So from 3,000 to that will be around 35,000 tons. From 35,000 to this journey and then journey ahead, we have never been you know, troubled by the fact that, you know, we are trying to identify customers. We have been in a good position in that front. So the steel story looks very, very promising, because as we are going ahead, more and more countries are trying to promote, people who manufacture in their country. So there are few good initiatives by the government that have come in January, which has helped the steel industry. And looking forward, I think if there is more room that comes from the government side, the domestic steel industry will do even better. And our story is somehow linked to them increasing their demand, their sales and their capacities. So we are very positive on that front, that that would be achieved. The second point is we want to tap on two lines. We want to tap on products similar to our product range, where we already have our brand presence. People know, okay, this brand does this kind of business and this is what they sell. So we want to do a little bit of work on those places. There are 3-4 identified similar kind of products where we think we'll be able to penetrate easily. Then there is silica is one of the most talked about topic, not only in India but in the entire world right now. There's so many associated things which come in place, but I do not want to guide anything of that sort right now and make it look very large and big. We have good projects that we have identified where we want to get into, where we want to invest into, and where we think we can do really, really well. So these guidelines and maps will come across partially, at least on how things will go on in the AGM part, and partially as and when things are at a very close development phase.
That was really helpful. And sir, just lastly, is there a customer stickiness in this business, or someone who would get top
three?
Yeah, this is just a follow up on this, ma'am. Yeah.
Yes. Please go.
Yeah. So, is there a customer stickiness to our products, or if a customer probably gets it, that's we are selling it around 8.5 or 9 rupees, someone getting 50 paise lower would kind of easily shift to another customer, or? Just want to understand the customer
side part. Sir, 50% are not very much price sensitive. 50% are very, very sensitive. So, depends. You have to always give the best product also, but at the best price also. So, if the product quality is similar and your brand is established, it is very fast for you to swap customers.
Got it. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Reet Shah from Neon Capital. Please proceed.
Hello. Am I audible, sir?
Yes, sir. Please go ahead.
Yeah. First of all, congratulations for amazing set of numbers. So my question is, what's the FY28 target for our company? As the new capacity is coming live?
Sir, we are targeting on FY28 basis to be the largest in terms of what we manufacture and what we sell. That is the target, and I think we would be able to achieve that before that as well. That is the target. The revenue basis guidance we keep providing on a quarterly basis, and if there is any revenue cut down or revenue target increment, that also is being posted regularly, so we can watch on that front. But I mean, we try to maintain whatever CGR we have maintained in the last 5-6 years for sure.
Got it, sir. So just one last question. At full capacity, what would be the total number of revenue we can generate after the new topics which will come live next month?
Sir, the total revenue generating capacity would be around 495 to 500 crore rupees. If you calculate the rate at today's price.
Got it. Thank you, sir, and all the best.
Thank you so much, sir. Have a good day.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, due to time constraints, that was the last question for today. I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Before we conclude, I would like to thank our board of directors for their guidance, our employees for their dedication, our customers for their continued trust, and our investors for their overwhelming confidence in company. Q1 FY27 marks a strong part of the year, and we remain committed to delivering sustainable long-term value. Thank you everyone for joining today's call. We hope we have addressed your queries. Should you have any further questions, please feel free to reach out to our investor relations team at Go India Advisors. Thank you once again and have a great day.
Thank you. On behalf of Go India Advisors, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.